Well, I guess, first of all, you might be able to explain the best what's just happened, and I guess, well, it's not even 24 hours for you at Sydney FC.
No, it's been, a bit of a, you know, a lot of developments. I'm quite shocked by the resignation of Ian, but, you know, he was adamant, tried to talk him out of it, but he really wanted to, you know, to move on, and we respect his decision.
No inkling coming up to the... I think you got a message, what was it, 1.30 this morning?
Yeah, got a text message 1.30 this morning to catch up with him at 8 a.m. I went there and he just blurted out that he had enough and wants to move on. And you got to understand, when it started impacting your health and your family, you know, the most important things in life. So, you know, we'll take it, move on, and try and find the right solution.
All right, well, before we get on to, I guess, the future for Ian maybe at the club, what about you guys short-term and long-term with a coach when you're 6 games in?
Yeah, well, this week Steve Corico, who's the assistant coach, will take the team for the Brisbane game, which is on Friday night. Over the next 24 hours, I'll sit down with our chairman and our football director, Gary Cole, to look at the next stages.
And I guess it doesn't, you know, it's never a good time, is it, to lose a coach, but 6 games in, a lot of people would have been taken up for their season?
Yeah, not a good time. We just ask that fans be patient. You know, there's a lot of hard work and it will get done, and, you know, we've got 21 rounds to go and we'll be there by the end of that round 27.
And just touching on the future of Ian Crook at Sydney FC, have you offered him something else, or is he just cutting a fresh break?
No, we'd like to talk to him about a development role. Look, that's what he does. He does really well with the youth, etc., and there could be an option there for him, and we'll give him a few days and have a think about it, and then we'll sit down and have a chat.
Well, it was a very tough day, and I don't think it's going to get any easier for the next couple of days looking for a new coach. But thanks very much, Fong Dempsey Grayson.
No, pleasure.